This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. At least 19 people are dead, hundreds injured, and search and rescue teams continue to sift through rubble after a magnitude 6.9 earthquake and subsequent tsunami struck the Aegean Sea Friday between Turkey and the Greek island of Samos. At least 17 people were killed in Izmir alone. That's Turkey's third largest city, including one person who drowned, and 709 were injured, according to Turkey's Disaster and Emergency Management Presidency, or AFAD. Among the dead were the wife and two children of the Secretary General of the Turkish Medical Association's Izmir branch. Well, new coronavirus cases continue to surge in the U.S. and in the state of Kansas. A new study finds that counties with mask mandates have about half as many infections as the counties that do not. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The University of Kansas conducted the study that finds the regions that require masks saw a 50% drop in their seven-day rolling average of daily cases, starting 2 weeks after the mask mandates were issued. Research Director Donna Ginther says they're not saying that masks will eliminate COVID-19, but they significantly slow the spread of the disease, at least they do in Kansas. The state's Democratic governor tried to impose a statewide mask mandate this summer, but almost all of the counties opted out. COVID cases began spiking in September, and the report finds counties without mask requirements have been hardest hit. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A 17-year-old from Illinois accused of killing two demonstrators in Kenosha, Wisconsin, has been extradited to stand trial on homicide charges, with sheriff's deputies in Illinois handing him over to the counterparts in Wisconsin in his afternoon ruling.